The heir presumptive to the throne of France, the king's younger brother Gaston, Duc d'Orléans, on being shown physical proofs of the baby's masculinity, had to accept that his rising hopes of accession had been fatally dashed. But Gaston himself had only daughters. Next in line were the French princes of the blood, notably the Prince de Condé and his two sons, the Duc d'Enghien and the Prince de Conti. Their hopes were similarly blighted. On the other hand, the birth of a prince not only cut off hopes, but also instigated ambitious thoughts of his eventual marriage to a princess. Gaston's daughter by his first marriage, Anne-Marie-Louise de Montpensier, was the richest heiress in France from the fortune of her mother, who had died at her birth. She did not allow an 11-year gap in age to prevent her dallying with thoughts of the Dauphin as my little husband. Even more significant for the future was another equally august birth in Spain. 5 days after the ecstatic Queen Anne gave birth to Louis, her sister-in-law, wife of Philip IV, gave birth to a princess. These two high-born babies were in fact double first cousins, with identical grandparents, since a brother and a sister of France had married a brother and a sister of Spain. Unlike France, however, Spain allowed females to succeed. Anne of Austria had had to renounce her own rights on her marriage.